Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Mulletcast, the podcast where business and pleasure collide. This is a super fast episode because we are running late and Pat Fasano has places to be. Pat Fasano is the icon that John and I secretly had, and he didn't even know it till now. He's got so much shit going on. Asbury Park, Atlantic City. We're going to talk to him quickly about Atlantic City. Pat, we're here on the Orange Loop.
Yes.
You're running.
Jesus Christ, you sound hyper caffeinated right now. Six espressos.
You got a lot of stuff going on the Orange Loop. We're going to wind up doing a little Orange Loop tour with you over at your restaurant, Buray. You got a shipping container hotel going on. You got a boutique hotel coming up.
That's exciting to me.
More importantly, I got a marijuana dispensary, okay? And when it goes wreck in 2020, we're going big time.
Where's that going to be?
Right on New York Avenue, man.
Oh, wow.
New York Avenue.
Just when we thought this place was turning around.
So what brought you to Atlantic City first?
You know, it's a funny story because, people are always ask me, Pat, where's the next spot? I mean, you were the guy that called Asbury Park 20 years ago. We all thought you were crazy and you were right. Where's the next spot? And I would say to people, Atlantic City. You know, and I didn't even know I was serious until I came down here to look.
Right.
So honestly, I came down here to buy a building by Stockton, okay? And I ended up...
Is this pre-Stockton?
Yeah. While Stockton was under construction.
And this is a school for
While Stockton was under construction, I came down here to look around what they call the Gateway, thinking that, okay, well, you know, I'll buy something in the Gateway, and I bought a house for myself. So I love Lower Chelsea. Right. I bought a magnificent mansion a block from the beach in Lower Chelsea. I'm talking about 6 bedrooms, 4.5 baths, 2 fireplaces, a block from the beach, bank foreclosure. I paid $250 for.
No way.
$250. I mean, 10-foot ceilings. It's magnificent. Right on Tallahassee, if you want to come visit me, in Lower Chelsea. It's a great neighborhood. It really is.
That's insane.
So I bought a house in Lower Chelsea, and I bought a building by Stockton. And then I met these guys, Evan and Zenith, name like yours, Evan, that were working on Tennessee Avenue at the time in this very location called Heyday.
Right.
And I said, you know, I like your energy. I like this location. And I said, well, why'd you pick it? And they said, well, actually, we didn't pick it. A Rutgers University study identified these three blocks. A Rutgers study identified these three blocks as the best place to invest in Atlantic City because it's the best location with the lowest price real estate. So I was like, that sounds interesting. I'm going to check it out.
Right.
So the first thing I bought was a strip joint called the Rio, which is now Buray. I mean, I'm talking about there was a shower room, the poles.
John, have you been in that joint?
Sounds vaguely familiar.
I look at it, it's like 6,000 feet with a kitchen and a liquor license for $550,000. I mean, I can't even buy a third of a liquor license for that in Asbury Park. So I'm like, I'll buy it. Okay, I'll take it. And then next thing I know, I bought the rest of the block. Oh my God, I couldn't help myself. So now we own like everything from the Irish Pub to the Best Western. It's 18 contiguous properties.
Wow.
We came up with a plan to develop the entire block that we're doing in phases.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes from Buray to the container park that you talked about, to the parking lot, to the marijuana dispensary, to the new location of Heyday, to Cardinal Bistro, which I have a rendering of right there. Can you see that somewhere?
You can throw it right up to that camera.
Can you see that? Okay, so that would be the Cardinal Bistro.
Cool.
And then right next to that, we'll have Shulo Professional Building, who's my engineer. He's going to move his business from Margate to Atlantic City. Imagine that. This guy's moving from Ventnor to Atlantic City. This guy's moving from Margate to Atlantic City. What's that tell you?
Usually you used to go the other way,
right? So we got the current flowing back in the right direction.
That's really cool.
So Atlantic City, I'm going to tell you, here's the secret, okay?
Right.
They say, don't tell anyone. Here comes the secret.
You're not recording this, are you?
No, never. Don't record this, okay? what determines the value of real estate? Everybody knows this answer. They say location, location, location. So you can't change a location, but you can change a perception. And that's exactly what we did in Asbury Park.
Right.
And that's exactly what we're going to do in Atlantic City. We're going to change the perception because the location is incredible.
It is incredible.
There's a freaking throughway that brings you right in. There's a train that's, I mean, there's
an airport.
Everything.
Right.
There's a beach right there.
You can't change a location, but you can change the perception, and that's what we're going to do.
Right.
Because this is the lowest priced real estate on the Jersey Shore. I'm buying lots for $20, $30 a square foot. Come on in.
Right.
I've been here 2 years. I bought 50 properties, and I haven't crossed Pacific Avenue yet. Okay?
Right. Well, let us know what you do. I'm a residential guy.
Pacific Avenue. I got news for you. That means that this town is back with a vengeance.
Right.
Right.
So where do you see the town going? What's, what do you think?
Look, we're
going to
take a page out of everything that was right about Asbury Park and bring it here. So right. what I have that Asbury Park is extremely envious of is a sea of parking. Seas of parking. Look at New York Avenue. Vast expanses of freaking parking lots.
Right.
Okay? We don't have that in Asbury Park.
Dude, we pulled up here right in front of the place we're going to, you know?
Yeah. There's parking lots everywhere. There's parking decks everywhere.
Right.
Okay? So we have parking and we have a free beach.
Right.
And you know the best part that a guy like me that owns Bond Street and the complex and among other places in Asbury Park?
Right.
Bars never close.
Wow.
There's no closing time.
In Atlantic City, there's no closing time.
There's no closing time.
Wow.
Free beaches.
No wonder this place
no
ground.
Cheap land. Wait, why is everyone not here? Right. Now you know the secret. Oh my God, there goes real estate prices. They're going up through the roof.
So the funny thing is,
we'll hold this podcast back until we buy.
Yeah, John's buying. The funny thing is, we had this conversation before. I don't know if you follow Gary Vee at all. Do you know Gary Vaynerchuk, right?
No.
Marketing guy, Jersey.
He doesn't even have a business card. Ever.
Right.
He doesn't know about
business card.
But Gary says he gives all the information away for free because he's like, it doesn't matter. No one listens to me. No one does what I say. So you're going to talk all this stuff, but still no one's, you're still able to go buy land because no one else is doing it.
And when the time they figure it out, it'll be worth 10 times.
Right.
Just like Asbury Park, you know?
Yeah. So you seem to have a little, like the Orange Loop is cool to me. Like I saw the Orange Loop website and it's like, you're like marketing like a destination and you're working with other business owners, it's not just you.
Yeah. So we're going to build a downtown. So what Atlantic City does not have is a downtown like we have on Cookman Avenue. Mm-hmm. So this is the Cookman Avenue. So Cookman, Lake, Madison, what we have in Asbury Park.
Right.
That's going to be the Orange Loop. So it's New York, St. James, Tennessee. And from there, we can expand out
the Orange properties.
Kentucky.
The Orange Loop. Yeah. Monopoly.
Right.
Put
Monopoly.
It together.
The Orange
D's.
It's the Orange D's from Monopoly, baby.
That's cool.
Hence the orange shirt and the orange glasses.
Nice. I like it. Are you into music?
A veteran.
Yeah, well, I opened my first music venue in 1983 in New Brunswick.
What was that?
Yeah. It was a little hard rock joint in New Brunswick called Patrick's with an X. This is 1983. You're too young for that.
All right.
Okay.
Dude,
I had the Violent Femmes. I had the Circle Jerks. I had the Dead Kennedys.
That's sick.
Bruce Springsteen came and played with Clarence Clemings on Troop Avenue in New Brunswick in 1983.
Right. That's killer.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So I have a little experience in the music business.
All right, sweet. So why I'm asking that is Asbury artists, they also need a spot. Like you're bringing like everything you're doing in Asbury down here and there's a whole new vibe. How can we get a little like Asbury to AC vibe going where those Asbury artists are coming down, hitting venues here?
You know, 48 Blocks has the most incredible mural project program I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. There's murals in Atlantic City that are unbelievably incredible.
Right.
Incredible. And that is the beginning of it. And there is so, you can buy a huge warehouse space here so cheap that this is the perfect place to do it.
Yeah. But also, if you're an artist that's traveling, comic, musician, this is a hub, man. You can fly out of Atlantic City.
Artists.
Asbury doesn't have that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely.
So we could get like the Asbury to Philly circuit, stop off an AC.
100%.
Right. That's
man,
killer.
This is a great opportunity. We got to just let people know that it's safe to come out. You don't have to stay inside the casinos.
Right.
Okay. You can go outside those indoor cities.
Right.
And there's a beach
there's
a boardwalk and soon there'll be a downtown. It's going to be a destination.
That's
you got the anchor now that John Longacre just opened, and then, you know, Bouray and the Iron Room and the beer hall.
Right.
It's all starting to happen.
It's phenomenal.
It's the beginning. It's right. The beginning.
You can buy your weed and at a store, not off weed. Some shady guy in the corner anymore, yeah. Where you're not sure if it's really weed.
That's right. So what's your place going to be called? Can you preview that?
What, the weed place?
Yeah.
It's actually a publicly traded company, Ianthus Capital, and I'm going to be their landlord, and their dispensaries are called B with a period.
Wow.
So, let me ask you something. What are you building the walls out of? Because I got guys who will punch through sheetrock. You better go heavy.
Yeah.
You got to go heavy.
Yeah, it's security
it's
screen.
Hempcrete.
It's stainless steel security screen. Yeah, honestly, yeah. You asked the question, I had to order this stainless steel
I'm
security
telling you,
screen.
You
really?
I know some buddies from the old neighborhood. Yeah, they used to.
It's called barrier mesh. Okay.
So I had some buddies in the old neighborhood. They would see a convenience store.
Right.
They look for a convenience store with a vacant store beside it, break into the convenience or break into the vacant shop and pound through the wall to get to the convenience store.
That's
hence
cool.
The barrier mesh.
Right.
When one more question, I got to go.
All right, last question is, you showed us some of your plans and everything, right? You obviously have a huge development you're undertaking.
Yes.
What's the difference between working in Asbury and working here in terms of getting that stuff approved?
The difference
suitcase
is...
Suitcase full of money gets you a long way.
No, the difference is everything in the RC, which is the only place I will buy, is not... You're not dealing with City Hall. You're dealing with the CRDA.
Okay.
So it's the state of New Jersey. I put together an entire block concept and had it approved in 1 hour. And
no
that's
way.
Because 45 amazing. Minutes was them thanking me for bringing my money to Atlantic City.
Really?
Amazing.
It's amazing. Right. It's the easiest places in the state of New Jersey to get approvals, period, if in the RC zone.
RC stands for what?
Resort Casino. But 2 years ago when I came here, two things happened that made me come to Atlantic City. One was Opportunity Zone. Which all of my money is opportunity fund money.
Right.
And number two is they changed the RC zone from resort casino to a list of approved uses that is so long they should have just wrote whatever you want.
Right.
No way.
But
so that's insane because you would think there'd be so much red tape here navigating those kind of commissions.
You go see Lance or Matt or Rod over at CRDA and they are going to just go out of their way to make you comfortable and get your approvals very quickly.
That's
so easy here.
That's awesome. All right, and last half question. You like spending time down here?
I love Atlantic City. This is a boardwalk like I remember a boardwalk is, like with the real carnies up there.
I love that stuff. I really love that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you
can
still
need
like, shoot
I can
the water
than.
In the mouth of the clown, you know, to win the balloon, break the balloon. I mean, yeah, you still spin the wheel.
That's like the only game I was good at.
Win the big prize, you know. It's all still here. The greatest amusements.
It's
still here. What a great place.
That's really cool.
It really is. It's exciting.
That's exciting. Pat, I really appreciate you sitting down with us for
Pat,
a few minutes.
Nice to meet you, buddy.
It was awesome.
All right.
We'll definitely
do it again.
Set up a time. We're going to learn more about opportunity zones. 100%,
man. I'm
the RC.
Check out Pat Pisano. He doesn't want to promote any sites, but we're going to promote Bouray because we're going to be over there later. Look at Bouray AC on Bouray. Instagram. Bouray. I've been pronouncing it wrong the whole time.
Which means drunk in French.
Nice. That's very cool. All right, we're going to be over at Bouray later and checking out the Orange Loop tour. We'll be back talking to Pat Fasano again in the future about we're going to catch up on some Asbury projects he's working on. And we also want to know more about the shipping container hotel because that's like something that sounds pretty amazing.
Hell yeah.
Awesome.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.